Here we go. Talking the paint process at your home with Joe Campbell of the Arizona Paint Company here in studio for all of you Arizona homeowners. There isn't one part of the home ownership, repair, maintenance, or remodeling industry that hasn't been hit with what I call COVID chaos. And if the COVID chaos wasn't enough, let's throw a freezing storm right through the middle of Texas and shut down 90% of the petrochemical refinery companies where you get all your paint from. I'm not laughing. What are the paint manufacturers telling you? You're probably one of the biggest paint buyers in Arizona.
Yeah, we definitely buy a lot, and you know, you always got to expect the unexpected is what I've learned the last year.
Gosh.
And this freeze in Texas has put a real kink in the supply chain for lots of construction material stuff, but for us it affects resins, which are in every paint, and it also affects plastics. So it's so bad that they're saying it's going to be like a 50% reduction in the raw materials for the next
50
for the next 6 to 8 weeks. So what happens is those raw materials that go into paint and construction materials are only supplied by like a very few select companies in Texas.
Wow.
So what's happening is now our painting companies, our paint suppliers, are not able to get the materials to make the paint. So that's coming down the line right now as we speak, and we're seeing a shortage already starting a couple weeks ago of not able to get certain products.
I'm thinking entrepreneurially, if I was in your shoes, what would I do? I'd be filling warehouses with tintable base.
Yep.
Just 5 gallons of tintable base.
Yeah, absolutely. So the painting companies did come to us and kind of gave us a heads up. And what they're doing is just not making the less expensive products, and they're using those raw materials just for their more premium products.
Which is what y'all are applying anyway.
Yep, exactly. But even those, there may be a shortage. So what we're doing is anybody who's already scheduled, we're trying to get their colors weeks ahead of time, get everything ordered ahead of time so that we're not as affected by that. And then we are pre-ordering a large bulk to store in our shop, but we're limited in room too. So,
well, what are you telling homeowners as you're meeting? You do thousands of paint jobs a year throughout Arizona. What are you telling homeowners as your estimators and project analysis specialists are going out to meet them? How are you setting their expectations in this environment?
Well, you know, we're trying to stay ahead of the eight ball and trying to do the best we can do with that. But we're just working to get them into those better products and get the homeowners into those that is going to protect their house better, because those are the products we're going to be able to get anyway. So we're trying to stay ahead of the curve that way. But for anybody listening that's doing their own projects at home, you know, if you are going to be painting this summer, make sure you just get out there now and get the product. That way you have it. You don't have to worry about it. And if you need more, you can always get the same product.
And we're big believers in Sherwin-Williams, but whatever brand you're buying, the better paints are worth the extra money.
Yeah, Sherwin-Williams, Dunn Edwards, PPG, you know, Behr. There's many great brands out there. And as long as you're using the premium products of any of those, you're going to get a good coating.
And you said those four names, and there's a lot more out there, but in most cases, those other names are just, you know, the economy line of those big manufacturers.
Yeah.
And not even economy line, but I think Valspar, isn't that PPG too?
Yeah, they all kind of flow up to the similar owners at the end of the day in those paint.
Very similar suppliers to the appliances, you know. You've got all these different names, but there's only two or three companies that own them all.
Yeah, exactly. And even products that are supplied by your big box stores are produced by those big names.
And I'll tell you, I do not like to paint. I'll just say that right out the bat. It isn't a trait of my preference. But when you do repaint a room and you use a high-grade product and you truly two-coat the wall, it rolls on like butter. it doesn't splatter all over the place, throwing itself off the roll. It has a depth to it that you can really appreciate when it's dry. It really looks like something, as opposed to a transparent little color sprayed on the wall. You know, these realtors that I guess, let's just say these people that flip homes and, you know, they apply paint just thin enough to make it smell like fresh paint.
Yeah, any new home, you know, you basically look at the walls or just touch them a little bit and you got a fingerprint and you try to wash it off and then you look at the rag and it's actually the paint that comes off a lot of times with those cheaper products.
But even cutting in corners, if you as the homeowner aren't trained with a 2-inch tapered brush how to fine cut in that inside corner between the ceiling and the top of the wall, you'll be amazed how much easier it is to do with a great quality paint.
A thicker paint is typically, great quality paint is typically thicker. It's so much easier to apply. It kind of levels by itself. It settles by itself. And think about trying to cut in with a brush and like something the consistency of water, it's very difficult, right? But if you're doing it with a thicker product, it's much easier and you can do a much cleaner line.
And one of the things that we've seen in paint, I've been in it long enough, it used to be in the good old days, you could get to one of these major paint manufacturers you've already mentioned and buy a great gallon of paint for $12. But that was the good old days. I mean, retail, good quality paint,
$60 plus bucks, yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it's going to be worth it in the amount of time it will last and the amount of the easier application, the easier cleanup. You know, for you're talking $40 average extra cost for a room or maybe $50 extra cost, it's worth it.
Okay, Joe, give our homeowners the number one tip on how to paint a ceiling. That's a real painter's test, especially with lots of light coming across, natural light. What are the secrets on painting a ceiling?
Well,
my number one secret is hire a pro.
Yes, I was going to say, the best way is hire a pro and have them spray it. But the second best way is use a dead flat paint, dead flat on the ceiling, and put it all on at the same time. Do not stop. Start from one end in one corner and go all the way to the other and keep a wet edge. That should give you the best finished look.
And again, the good paint will let the paint stay on the ceiling. I mean, you buy that cheap paint, dip your roller in it, and it's dripping off the roller as you're trying to get it to the ceiling. Then you start rolling it, and it's flying off the roller all over you, all over the room, all over your plastic. You get it on the bottom of your shoes. You walk out to go to the kitchen to get a Oreo cookie and a glass of milk, and you've got paint footprints the whole way.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay away from that cheap stuff. But this dead flat finish is the key.
Ceilings are tough.
Just because of the reflectiveness, so the flat is, you know, to keep the glare down.
You got to think that flat hides imperfections, and your ceiling, the drywall, just by nature, when it's installed, it's very difficult to be perfectly flat. And especially in big rooms, you're going to have those waves. And that dead flat finish will hide those imperfections much, much better than any other product and sheen.
I tell people, put a hat on. You can turn the bill backwards. Put on a pair of glasses and put on a pair of whites because you are going to get covered in paint.
Yep.
Even in good paint, when you're painting a ceiling, because most people don't have a sprayer, so they're going to be rolling it. And it's the hardest part of any paint job.
Spend the time to mask, and then the painting will go much quicker. Everything's covered. You don't have to worry about that.
All right. So there's the tip from Joe Campbell, who'd like to paint your home. But if you're going to try and paint it yourself, there's a great tip for that do-it-yourself. Flat, all wet. Describe what you mean by keep a wet edge.
It means don't start in the middle of the ceiling, for example, and then go one way because it's going to dry on one side of where you started. And then when you go back to finish that other half of the ceiling, you're going to be putting two coats on that area where you stopped, and it's going to cause it to look a little bit different and flash is what we call it. So that's why you want to start on one side and work completely to the other side without letting that paint line dry.
Wet edge.
Wet edge.
Keep a wet edge.
And has somebody already gone around with a brush to cut in the edges first?
Ideally, when you do this, you have a nice helper or family member that's going to help you, and one person can do that cutting and one person can do the rolling. That'd be the best.
And do you cut first or do you cut after the roller on the edges?
I always prefer to roll as much as you can. A roller is much quicker, gives a more smooth finish. Roll as much as you can and then brush in the leftovers.
Okay.
And if you're not practiced at cutting that sharp edge, how do you mask off that wall junction where the wall and the sealer are meeting? What's the tip there?
The best product you guys can use is that green tape that you can get from Lowe's or Home Depot or any Ace. Frog tape, it's called. It's really good. You just tape it. It will stop that paint from bleeding through. It's very good. And then if you need to, if you're doing a corner and you have very rough texture, do the green tape. And then you actually caulk the edge of that green tape line and then dry it off, let it dry. And when you paint, it'll be laser straight.
That's a great tip.
And that keeps the paint from bleeding past the tape line. And when you put that on, make sure you're rubbing it hard, too, on the tape. I usually take a rag, painter's rag, and brush up and down pretty hard to make sure that tape is pressed tight against, you know, whatever the surface is, 90%+ is going to be some drywall texture, but you know, making sure it fills in all those little cracks.
I'll generally take that green tape in about an inch and a half or 2-inch wide roll, and I'll run it all the way around the top of the walls. Then I'll take the 2 mil mastic, the 2 mil plastic, and then I'll tape that to the green tape.
Yes, exactly. We have masking machines that do that all in one step, so it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
But that's a great way to have your green tape, but then you have your plastic as well attached to it and covering the areas you don't want painted.
And then I'll cover the entire room. I'll go from one upper left corner of the room across the floor and then up the upper right, and then I'll do it front and back. So as I'm rolling it out, me, the painter, with the paint bucket in the room, there isn't a speck of flooring exposed to the paint that is microbial falling off the roller.
Yeah, exactly. Prep is everything. You want to make sure it's all covered. It just makes the application so much easier.
You go to the door and you hand your empty paint bucket and roller to assistant. They take it outside, and then you pull the plastic down, caving it all in upon itself into one big plastic ball in the center, and then you take that to the trash can.
Yep, exactly.
So there you go. A couple more tips on how you, the homeowner, might want to tackle that next project. Let's talk about the grades of paint as far as exterior. We mentioned it. The more expensive paint raises its percentage of the acrylic compound. And we recommend 100% acrylic exterior paint.
Absolutely. Yep, 100% acrylic. And as you go higher in grade, those paints have more resins, and they have more what we call solids in them. So that's what makes the paint thicker. That's what makes the resin is the glue that holds it all together, and it just covers so much better.
We're going to come back with the Rosie on the House listener special being offered by the Arizona Paint Company when we get back.